A woman is calling on China to adopt a policy in northeast Jilin province, allowing the freezing of eggs in Chinese hospitals. Should we allow this procedure? And are there any obstacles in implementing such a policy? Guys, tell me what's going on.
So there is this woman, Zhang Yingying, who calls herself that name, by that name. It's a pseudonym.
Her real name.
She has chosen to stay anonymous, but she's from Guangdong, and she sent a letter to the Standing Committee of Jilin Provincial People's Congress on February the 6th. Mm-hmm. So Jilin is a province on the northeast of China.
Yeah.
And she's calling for local hospitals to allow single women to have children by medical reproductive technologies, including egg freezing, and to expand the policy nationwide during the upcoming two sessions in March. And Zhang told the Global Times during an interview that she was 29 and had no plans to marry nor have a child, but she still thought she should be allowed to freeze her eggs in her home country whenever she wanted, as well as giving birth to a child by medical reproductive technologies in a Chinese hospital in the future. And a little background, because Jilin province is the province which has allowed unmarried young women to adopt certain reproductive technology, including freezing their eggs, to make sure that these young women can decide to have a baby later in their lives. And apparently this policy isn't introduced in other parts of the country. So this woman from Guangzhou, she's calling that let's expand the policy a little bit and have it cover the whole country.
Okay, interesting. And so so there's a regulation on this. Huang Shen, can you talk a little bit about this, regulation as it stands, as well as what about egg freezing? What is it, really?
Yes. First, I want to mention a regulation in China, because the single women of legal marrying age, which is above 20, who decided not to marry, can give birth by adopting legal medical technologies, according to regulations of Jilin Province on population and family planning passed in 2002. So the regulation was due in the amended version of the law in 2016, and the amended version also added that a social compensation fee will only be charged if unmarried women give birth to the third child. So though the regulation did not specifically cite egg freezing, Zhang Yingying thinks like it's one reproductive method, right?
Yeah.
And also maybe for people who are not very familiar with what is egg freezing, here I got a definition. So egg freezing allows a woman to have her eggs extracted and stored. So the eggs will be put into chemicals for dehydration, and then the eggs will be stored in a liquid nitrogen at the minus 196 degrees Celsius. So when they want to use these eggs, for example, many years ago when they regret of not having a baby in a very young age, then they can get an egg back. I mean, use these eggs, frozen eggs will be taken out, rewarmed, and get rid of the chemicals covering them, then conduct an in vitro fertilization to form a really healthy embryo.
Embryo,
which will be planted to the woman's uterus.
So it sounds like this policy or this technology of freezing eggs can be a part of a reproductive process, but it not necessarily. Essentially, it's just a storage plan.
And so in Jilin province, though, there are ways for women to freeze their eggs, and in certain circumstances, they have to pay a fee if they're unmarried for X amount of kids they've had. But as I understand, John wants this to go much further than just Jilin province, and this is kind of what she's talking about. And Huang Shen, you have told us kind of this process. Basically, if I'm a woman, a young woman, or maybe a woman approaching menopause, really.
Yes.
I mean, this is the brass tacks. This is what we got to talk about. But I want to have a kid, but I'm not going to just go jump in a relationship and get pregnant with someone if I don't have those feelings, maybe. Or maybe I'm working on my career. In which case, this is a viable option for me to be able to have everything I want, you know, without having to rush into a marriage. So I can see how this is kind of maybe a big deal for some ladies in China, as we see more women becoming part of the professional employees in China. So what's the current situation here in China, Liming?
Well, currently, well, as we said, the policy hasn't covered the whole country,
mm-hmm.
and just, that's why a lot of people are having problem with this issue. And however, well, the Telegraph, there are some examples from other countries. According to a 2015 report by China News Service, Japan allowed single and healthy women to apply for egg freezing in 2013, but did not recommend women over 40 to freeze and store their eggs. I suppose, well, Japan, as we know, it is also a nation country, might be a little more conservative in this regard, which explains why only in 2013 they've began to allow women to freeze their eggs. And then the age limit, the age of 40, I suppose, is out of concern that maybe women beyond that age might have eggs that may not be, well, as good in quality, that may not survive the process. That's the case in the Japan. And in UK, the technology has been applied for over 10 years, and 74 medical organizations have legal licenses to perform such surgery.
Yeah, I think many Chinese women that want to get this done maybe are going overseas to get this done. But so, the situation here in China, though, is maybe in Jilin province, I have a way to freeze eggs, but this isn't something seen all over, nationally done. And so many people are kind of looking at this issue and saying, should we lift the ban? So, I mean, what do you guys think? There are some people saying yes. Why are they saying that we should lift this ban?
I think first I want to introduce a little bit of the background in China. Actually, now our country, we have the qualifications and the technology to help the women to freeze the eggs. And there are certain type of women, they are allowed to freeze their eggs, but they have to meet a criteria. Yes, first one is those married one, but those married women who are infertile. So they can pass the test of having their eggs freezing.
Yeah.
And also the other ones for the single women, they also allowed to freeze their eggs, but the condition is if they have some really bad tumors, they can freeze their eggs.
Like before they go on to chemotherapy that will mess up the immune system and the eggs.
So this means if you're a healthy single woman or if you are a fertile couple, you are not allowed to freeze your eggs.
That's interesting. So a lot of limitations on the technology that can be adopted for Chinese families. Well, I think it's not making sense. I mean, based on the statistics on China's population or demographics, we know that the growth rate of Chinese population sort of peaked in the year 2016. That's 1 year faster or 2 years earlier than experts and scholars have anticipated. And China was actually hoping that the Chinese population might remain stable. And that was the point of lifting the ban on the unwanted child policies, that more Chinese parents are allowed to have a second baby. And it seems that policy hasn't really been affecting the larger picture. I think it's not making sense to prevent young couples or young women to have their eggs freeze because, well, when women have that option to have their eggs freeze, that eventually in the future, perhaps they will go on and make more babies.
So obviously, you guys are showing your cards, and let's jump into this.
Yes.
In all honesty, I would agree with you guys, but I think a lot of these answers can come to us. Maybe why there's kind of this kind of health way of doing health for babies and having babies is not necessarily allowed around the country. I think a lot of our answers can come from why the ban. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why have this ban? Obviously, I think we see a lot of reasons why there should be this kind of ability for women to do this. But I want to kind of jump into that. First of all, I do want to say that the Chinese family planning law doesn't deny single women's right to have a baby. According to the Chinese law on population and family planning, Article 17, citizens have the right of reproduction as well as the obligation to practice family planning according to the law. So single women are, of course, citizens, and in which case, as I understand, they can reproduce. But the thing is, when it comes to freezing eggs, this is where maybe certain parts of China say no. All right, this is not natural. I think this is number one concern here because, hold on, Mr. Lamin, if I might give my two cents here.
All right.
I think you guys are looking at maybe the 1% or 2% of this kind of perfect outcome, okay? You guys see the perfect outcome and maybe see it as the general picture. But I think many times surrogacy is involved. The surrogate, the woman, gets attached possibly to this kid. This kid won't maybe necessarily feel like the woman whose egg, whose the kid won't feel necessarily more close to the woman who provided the egg as the woman who nurtured the baby. And so there's nothing here that is natural. Yet we are clamoring for it as if it is as such. This is one step closer to babies in test tubes. And are we willing to go down that slippery slope once you start making these changes? Suddenly, maybe saying things like, oh, you know, let's change the DNA of our baby. Let's just basically take away everything that makes this kid ours, that makes it natural, and change it. I mean, I think we'll see psychological effects from something like surrogacy. And I say surrogacy because, imagine, I think 90% of these women aren't planning to have a baby before menopause. Hence, they're freezing their eggs. Now, you guys have mentioned other circumstances, maybe something like chemo or something like that. Of course, I understand those circumstances. But as playing the devil's advocate and trying to argue against, even though I think it's right to allow this, I think we'll understand it better. I do think that many of these ladies are getting their eggs frozen because they're approaching menopause, okay? And they still want to be able to have the baby, have that experience. Sometimes we have a saying in the U.S., you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have everything, all right? But maybe sometimes science allows us to, through kind of a morbid abuse of nature, give us maybe the perfect day or the perfect way to get to work or the perfect so-and-so. But I think there's a downside in the psychological or the whatnot of what makes us humans when we start to play God. And maybe this is the government saying, whoa, let's put on the brakes a little bit. Let's see what happens with these other guys that are doing this. Sure, we see some successful cases, but as I understand, sometimes we also see some unsuccessful cases. And I think in some ways it is the government's right to protect us from things we think we know. Like, let's say Lai Ming, he has a full head of hair. He's looking great, guys. I'm just letting you know. The King of Geek Chic is looking good. But in example, maybe me and Lai Ming, we're older guys, maybe in our 60s and we're losing hair or something like this, right? All of a sudden we see in the U.S., oh my God, there's this stuff called Rogaine. Suddenly we're going to get all the girls again, Lai Ming. We're just going to put this stuff on our head and all of our problems are solved. But maybe it's not allowed in China. But we assume, oh man, this isn't fair. We should be able to have hair and get all the girls, Lai Ming. But then maybe the reason why the government is saying, hey, of course, I know you guys want hair. I know you want this. We want you to have this. We're all about filial piety. We're all about having a second child and making the next generation a bit bigger. I think that's an initiative we see the government taking. But maybe there's downsides. There's side effects to when you do the unnatural. Maybe me and Lai Ming, if we put this kind of stuff on our hair in our 60s, increases our chances of skin cancer. And us, of course, we want this, but unknowingly would get cancer, and suddenly that's a problem that maybe we're being protected from. Could this be this kind of situation, is what I'm asking?
First of all, Ryan, I think you can still get girls even without the hair.
Thanks.
Second of all, I think your arguments about the hazards, potential hazards, and all the red flags that might be raising in terms of, well, legally, ethically, or even religiously, that makes sense. But still, I have to say that not everyone that chooses to freeze their eggs is going to, well, give birth to a baby via surrogacy. And also, the thing with freezing eggs is, I think, well, maybe the government is trying to protect its citizens from potential harms. I mean, still, that's not reason enough to ban
someone. What would be the other reason?
Well, one acceptable reason, that I can take is perhaps that, freezing eggs is not necessarily a part of a reproductive process. I mean, sometimes it's, like I said earlier, it's just essentially a storage plan. I mean, you can have your eggs stored store it. You're not necessarily going to use that eggs to actually give
to
a baby. So that could lead the way to.
Can you store sperm in China?
Yes, you can.
Yes, so it's legal.
So in which case, we see storage happening of reproductive stuff, yes. But not eggs. Why mm-hmm. specifically eggs?
Well, I'm thinking about waste of medical resources because a lot of them, they are saving eggs, but they don't necessarily give birth to babies.
But you're already saving something that is much more plentiful, sperm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're saving sperm, why are you so worried about medical expenditures and all this stuff? You're saving something that's way more common. We don't go through menopause, Lai Ming. We don't have a problem with losing the virility of being able to have babies, which makes us not necessarily be the ones to judge this situation, I want to say, because for ladies, this is something that they have to go through that we as guys don't necessarily have to worry about. Mm. But what I'm saying here is, I think actually eggs are, I'm no doctor, but I think eggs are often the bigger part of the process of making a baby. And unfortunately for our females out there, it's something that they cannot do for as long as we can. Mm. So I don't buy this whole it's saving or we need to save the hospitals from all this work. No, they're saving sperm. But
I think
when you freeze an egg, this is something that comes once a month, right? And then it goes and it's not meant to last more than a month, even in a woman's body. Yet you're freezing it.
Mm.
You're cryogenically freezing something. I think when you bring it back, something is lost. It's not fresh. Have you ever frozen? I mean, maybe this is a really bad example, but have you ever frozen your meat or your vegetables in the freezer? I know. I'm speaking in layman's terms, the way I understand this. I'm no doctor, but is it ever as good as what it was when you froze it?
No, but Ryan, I want to tell you more reasons why the girls or the ladies, they want to like store their eggs.
Please.
I think, as you know, the golden period for a female to give birth to a kid must be before 30-year-old.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I think the cutoff is 35.
I think it overlaps with the golden period for you to search for your career. So, for example, a single lady like who want to search for his career, she want to do something in her job before 30 and then get married and then have a baby, then she may surpass the golden era for having a baby.
But let me ask you a question. Okay, I understand. Everybody wants to do everything.
Yes.
And unfortunately, if I'm the bearer of bad news, this world is not fair. Guys cannot have babies. But I didn't make that rule.
If a girl, she's planning to have a baby, it will bring at least 1 year hiatus for her career, but it won't influence a
male's
career.
What's more important, though? Your career or a 20% chance this kid could have Down syndrome from you freezing the egg? Then maybe you're being a bit selfish in this choice by possibly making this kid's life a little bit harder
and
by choosing to wait.
Also, you know what? The reason why so many parents, they put too much pressure on their children to get married in an early age is because they want a grandson or granddaughter as soon as possible. So they will think, oh, I force you to get married in an early age. It's not because like I'm pushing you. I just want to put you in the perfect timing to have a baby. So some girls, they may just rush or jump into the marriage only for the sake of marriage. It's legal to have a baby. So this, I think, it can give women an alternative or give some more choices. Also for those couple, maybe when they just get married, they don't want to have a baby. But you know, people's minds are changing when they grow up. Maybe after 10 years or 20 years, they started to want a baby. So this is like a backup plan.
Yeah, there used to be a very high-profile case with a Chinese actor Xu Jinlei and her boyfriend, I would say. They are adamant supporter of no kids, no marriage, this stuff, lifestyle. So, but even for them, they've decided to have their eggs frozen. So just so that when they regret their choices, they have an option open for them.
Mm.
And I believe risk shouldn't be the reason why we should prevent somebody from doing that. I mean, by simply getting pregnant in the natural way, the mother is taking on a lot of risks. There's the possibility that the babies come with some kind of defect. I mean, a friend of mine is undergoing this kind of stress. There might be something wrong with her baby, and that baby is naturally conceived. So I don't see that risk any different from the risk you take when you have your eggs frozen.
I don't see it being any better. So, I mean, what you're saying, I think, is void in the fact that it's not going to make it any of a better situation. And I think most times when you freeze anything, it's never as good as it was. And I think you can apply
unless
that.
Unless it's ice cream.
Well, unless it's ice cream. But ice cream was initially meant to be frozen. I'm saying you have something that isn't meant to be enjoyed frozen, Lai Ming. Okay? So meat, right? You can't eat frozen meat. You can eat frozen ice cream. There's a difference. Okay? So for the sake of that, I don't think it's ever as good as when you froze it. Meat is freshest. Mm. We go around the world to burger places that don't freeze their meat. Like there's this place called In-N-Out. They're famous in the U.S. because they get their meat. I'm talking about burgers when we're talking about this kind of stuff. You can understand. I'm just a bit concerned.
Oh, yeah. For
that people are making what they think is an easy choice without maybe knowing the downsides.
Yes.
Okay, this is a person's life at the end of the day. I realize everybody wants to have the career, the kid. I realize that's easy for me to say. Ladies, I'm actually in your camp. I'm just simply playing the devil's advocate here for the sake of this conversation. But at the end of the day, too, I think what's important is anybody thinking of doing this should always, anything, test tube babies. Dude, guys, I think one point in our lives, possibly when we even start having kids, because none of us here have kids, they might be an option where they say, Lai Ming, you're about to have a kid. We can make your kid really good at math. You pay me $50 extra, and I'll change the genome in there, all this different things. The future could be just a dime away from making your kid the next Stephen Hawking.
Yeah,
and people will jump on that. But I think it's always important to make sure you know the downsides, not just the good sides of stuff. To know that, yes, you might get your hair back if you use Rogaine, but you might also have some harmful side effects. What do you guys think?
Well, I was thinking maybe expand the coverage a little bit, not just to have it covering Jilin, maybe some other parts where, well, the women, where they are well-informed, and they know what they're getting into, where they can willingly voluntarily join the program and sort of make the program even better.
Wang Shen, what do you think?
Yes, also, I mean, I support those girls like a proposal, but I always want to warn that this kind of surgery has some bad effects.
Yeah.
So it will always there's a possibility of infection, bleeding, and injury to the ovary function. So really need to take care.
Yeah, guys, do your research, do your homework, but we hope the best for you and your family.